House is a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of today's last hour on this St. Patrick's Day, March 17, 2026 edition. So basically, to wrap up this fundraising event or this organization's event, Benson is the choice for people who believe in abortion, more so than even Mike Duggan, Detroit's former mayor, now independent gubernatorial candidate, was involved at the ballot effort, according to this Watson Whitaker person. We didn't see him. All I know is Johnson Benson was there. She talked about her miscarriage she had a while ago. Well, that's not my story to tell, but it's hers. And she was there, and she helped pass Proposal 3 ballot effort, which passed by more than 56.6%. It made abortion access a state's constitutional right here in the state of Michigan. One of the things that this abortion event president talked about is former Mayor Mike Duggan. Let's talk about him running as an independent. You're going to have a lot of people say, I know him. He wasn't that bad. I never heard him say anything crazy about abortion. However, he's courting the same folks who support Donald Trump. He's courting the extremist MAGA donors. Can we trust him with our reproductive freedom? You see, this is a moot point now, people. Why are we even talking about abortion rights organizations picking and choosing a candidate to support? It's a moot point. Michigan changed its constitution. Abortion is absolutely in our state's constitution now. Abortion is health care. End of story. So there's no reason to even be talking about which candidate they're supporting. I guess if they want to get together and hold these dinners or these events and make her their endorsed candidate, that's fine. But it's a complete waste of time because it doesn't matter anymore. Michigan is an abortion state. It's in our Constitution. End of discussion. But they keep wanting to bring it up and I guess have reasons to justify holding these rallies and these events. Well, one of the things discussed yesterday during the snowstorm was Pundit Monday. Feels like Michiganders are a bit on edge right now. It could be because they are Democrats and Republicans alike can feel it. Democrats being the party out of power right now in Washington, D.C., are in a better position to take advantage of it politically. Current polling indicates that the economy and the cost of living remain the top issues. Yet several international issues are also now coming to light. The new war in Iran is polling under 50%. There's a very shaky peace deal existing between Israel and Hamas there in the Gaza Strip. Longtime Democrats will grumble, even though they've snatched defeat from the jaws of victory many times before. So, yesterday, Political Pundit Monday, MERS News Service asked four folks dialed into Democratic political scene for their take on four situations that could help or trip up the Democrats heading into this year's 2026 midterm election. All Democrats. To what extent do Democrats use the abortion issue in 2026? Well, Greg Bowens, Detroit-based public relations professional, says we were able to use it to a large extent 4 years ago when women's rights were being rolled back. Last cycle, we used it a little bit after reproductive rights were enshrined in our Constitution, but we felt it was under threat by Republicans. But now it feels like we slain the dragon. We've basically now killed abortion rights as an issue. Exactly my point. It's moot. It's over. It's done with. He said, we tried to dig it up for the last cycle, but it really didn't work. I guess we could try a weekend at Bernie's and try to make people afraid that they're going to lose reproductive freedoms, but I don't think it's going to work. Good for you, Greg. Lori Goldman, Beverly Hills precinct delegate, member of the Fems for Dems. If people are trying to rewind and bring this issue up again, there's so much going on that I don't think it's going to work. The cost of living, affordability, utility prices, gas, saving our natural resources, Israel, Palestine, the SAVE Act, all of this crap. If we talk about it, Iran and all of it, it's here right now. Obviously, reproductive freedom is still important, but people can see it's Handmaid's Tale. I don't think it has to go away, but there's bigger fish to fry. Who is going to stand up for us in D.C., and who's going to stand up for us in Lansing? What do we need to do to elect the right people to protect us? So again, abortion not really being the main issue. Another consultant, Joe Spalding, Holland-based political activist, says protecting reproductive freedom is important, but I don't think it'll be a core focus for our 2026 messaging. There's just too many rapidly developing issues on the minds of voters, both domestically and foreign policy. I think both parties are going to try to stick to the economy as close as they can. And then Ed Sarpoulis of Target Insight, to their detriment, Democrats use abortion. It should only be used when needed. What? When needed. Okay, then. It's a constitutional right, guys. It's in the state constitution now. You don't need to use it for anything. Well, the last question that we're going to talk about with these four Democrats, what is the Democrats' best argument against the war in Iran? Well, Spalding says it's tough because there's quite a few arguments against the war. First off is the idea that there's no justification for this. No justification. Let me stop right there. Iran has been the number one supporter of attacks against our military in the Middle East. They have said publicly for over 4.5 decades, death to America, death to Israel, wanting to wipe Israel right off the face of the earth because it's in their neighborhood. Developing nuclear bombs, ballistic missiles, drones capable of delivering those nuclear bombs, and you see no justification for it? You got to be kidding me. That's amazing. Then this person goes on to say, no justification for it. Also, the damage it's caused to our economy and to our troops and civilians in other countries isn't justified for any reason. We didn't have our Navy decimated in Hawaii, talking about Pearl Harbor. We're looking to stop communist expansion. According to the Trump administration, we weren't even looking at stopping a nuclear missile program because we already supposedly blew that up last summer. Oh my God. This guy doesn't even read the news. They were reinstituting their uranium enrichment program. They have enough enriched uranium right now to create and build 11 nuclear bombs. And you didn't know that? And seriously, that's going to be your answer. God help us. Well, it's amazing these other answers here is going to be just... I'm not even going to waste my time reading them to you. All of them talking about basically Trump doing this without congressional approval. He doesn't need congressional approval. The Wars Powers Act gives him 60 days to attack anything he deems to be a threat to our national security. Well, they claim that he's overstepping the War Powers Act. People don't care about policies. They only care when body bags start coming home in great numbers. Great numbers? 13 of our military members have been killed during this effort. They're not going to be coming home in large numbers. There's not going to be any boots on the ground. Final segment of today's show, we'll wrap this up. What do they think is the best argument against Mike Rogers? Short break, we'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains. Cause if I had my way with you, baby.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Asking these Democrat consultants, what do you believe is the Democrats' best argument against Mike Rogers? Well, Ed Sirpulis said Mike Rogers is who he is. Nobody's talking about he's the greatest candidate in the world. Nobody. Or is anyone out there asking or saying Mike Rogers is the best candidate? No. He's just the best one left to pick. Bowens, another consultant. He's just a regular Republican trying to become a real Trumpster. The problem is he's not done it hard enough. For me, been there, done that. He's not the senator you're looking for. He's not the man he wants to be. He's simply trying to ride Trump's coattails. Other consultant, Goldman. Lori Goldman says even MAGA faithful know what he stands for. Mike Rogers stands for Mike Rogers. If you want more of those who are looking to make themselves richer and more powerful, then you want Mike Rogers. He's a bad actor. He's not a public servant. He's someone who has been sucking at the public teat for many years. Finally, Spalding. I think he's symbolic of Republicans right now in a lot of tight races. When given a choice between serving the people of Michigan or serving one person from New York who now works in the Oval Office, he'll pick the guy in the Oval Office every time. When Rogers was done with Michigan the first time, he moved to the state where Mar-a-Lago is. I don't think that's a coincidence. So, Democrats not thinking that there's going to be a lot of energy, excitement about Republicans getting out and voting for Mike Rogers. Well, we have something in Michigan in the November general election that makes this very simple. Vote straight Republican ticket. Independents listening. You got a decision to make. Do you want to vote for the Democrat, Benson, or do you want to vote for a new Republican governor? Historically, it's time for us to have a Republican governor. Every 8 years, we flip-flop back and forth from Republican to Democrat. Whitmer's been here 8 years. January 1st, 2027, it's time for a Republican governor. Just vote straight Republican ticket. That way you vote for every Republican, including Mike Rogers. If anybody asks you, did you vote for Mike Rogers? Nope, I voted straight Republican ticket. He just happened to be a Republican. Because honestly, I can't in good conscience mark the oval for his name. I just can't do it. I know he's going to be the nominee. I know he's got Trump's endorsement. I know he's going to win the primary on August 4th. It's over. It's a foregone conclusion. Bernadette Smith, Genevieve Peters-Scott, completely wasting your time. He's going to win the primary, and he's going to be the candidate in November. If you look at the Democrat candidates running, Rogers is better than any three of those three. Sorry, he is not my perfect Senate candidate. He's only in it for himself. He doesn't care jack squat about us, the people of Michigan. The guy doesn't even live here. But honestly, if I had his money, I'd probably move to Florida too. Just that simple. Why would you want to live in this snow and the cold of Michigan, especially in the winter months? It's because we love it. We love our state. We love the change of seasons. And yeah, while we may complain about a few snowstorms, power outages, whatever, we still love Michigan. I don't think Mike Rogers truly loves Michigan. It's just a place for him to be politically elected. So even the Democrats know it. They know how we feel about it, but we'll vote for him in November. So there you go. That's what the Democrats think about everything that's going on in Washington, D.C., in the world today, here in the state of Michigan. Right now, they're thinking they've got a really, really, really good chance of winning in November. Well, we shall see. Going to be very interesting. Regardless of who the Republicans pick, I think it's going to be a straight Republican ticket. And I think a lot of independents are going to vote Republican as well. I don't think they truly believe that Mike Duggan is an independent like themselves. Not sure they're going to vote for him. Going to be very interesting. Well, we've got some events coming up. Again, mark your calendars. 4th of July, July 18th, and July 25th. We'll talk about all of them tomorrow. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin.